Item number 11 from the Director of Audits, a status report, audit of park infrastructure. This item also went to the Committee on Finance and Audit. It is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Hare, welcome.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd intended to be here to testify in favor of the last item, but we'll talk about this one. What you have before you today is a status report on the audit that we did of parks infrastructure. If you recall, there are 7 recommendations pending. 4 were directed towards management, and 3 were actually directed toward policymakers, but the Parks Department picked those 3 up as part of their status report. There are so many issues involved in the deferred maintenance of our park system, over $200 million worth of long-term need and immediate need. The issues of inventory management, facilities assessment, identifying what are some of the cost and revenue issues of each facility, and making some really hard decisions about what to fix, what to demolish, what to rebuild, and in what priority order. What you have before you today is the Parks Department's response to the concerns that we raised in the audit, and it's a very lengthy document. It's a 256-page report. I understand that most, if not all, of you have had a chance to walk through it with park staff. I think that this represents a considerable effort on their part. It's obvious that they put a lot of work into this, but now it's in the hands of the policymakers, and there's really 2 steps here. This is an informational report. You can do with what you see fit. And clearly there's an opportunity to weigh in on their report from a policy perspective. Eventually, there will also be the budgetary decision that will come to you this fall or maybe in future years, but I'd like to think that in the fall we can at least begin to address the questions of funding parks deferred maintenance. With that, it is informational. I'll just leave it to you to do with it what you will, and be happy to try and answer any questions you may have.
Questions by committee members? Of Mr. Hare. Hearing none, Director Black, you have comment?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank my staff again because just putting this all together and working with Mr. Hare on this, you know, when you first hear about, you know, the audit coming through on deferred maintenance, and we've been at this for several years now, we have to respond every 6 months to the audit report as far as what we're doing. And I have responded 4 times saying basically there's no money and no plan. And this time around, we said, you know, we front end loaded those bonds before. 13's a whole different animal at this point. We said we need to put together this plan together, and I didn't.
Shall we start again? Anyways, I responded 4 times saying no money, no plan. The 5th time, I thought that it was our responsibility, or it would be irresponsible to not put something forward. So what we wanted to do is to take that $300 million deferred maintenance and try to kind of put our arms around it. And so we put together a list of all the assessments that we've done. And that is, you remember how we did the playgrounds years ago that you went from F to A. We've done that with parkway roads, internal roads, parking lots, walkways, tennis courts, basketball courts, boat launches, multi-use trails. I'm going to read all this so you know what went into this, and that's why it's 265 pages. Bridges, pools, beaches, playgrounds, security systems, restrooms, storm sewers, stream banks, lagoons, marinas, boat launches, buildings, baseball fields, soccer fields, football fields, dog exercise area, volleyball courts, golf courses, picnic shelters, trails, dams, culverts, and wells. So what we've done is taken each of those and done an assessment on restrooms, what are our worst ones and what are the best ones, and you can see those in your document in order. And given that, there were some other bigger issues that we had that I have called hot topics, and those are ones that need some policy decision. County Grounds Park, the South Shore relocation, the beach wall, Esterbrook Dam, the Moody Pool, etc., all of those big ones that are out there that are pending. We've also taken those and looked at revenue generation. What can we do to bring in more revenue into the county? And that's one thing that I think that if we hit some of those, we can be very, very successful growing that revenue. And then at the other end, we've had the cost savings of what we could do to put capital into money that's gonna save us. One comes to mind is our lighting. When you look at how we light our ball fields, how we light our tennis courts, how we light our parking lots, we have very, very old technology that's very expensive, and I don't even think they make those bulbs anymore. We did a long-term analysis of the $25 million we would save if we put in that initial, I believe it's $4 million, to redo all those lights. You can actually, instead of sending a staff person out, you can turn your lights on and off from your... So picture all the ball games are starting at 7 o'clock. You're not driving around to turn them on. You're not driving around to turn them off, et cetera. There's many different things in here that can generate revenue, that can save money, and at the same time have a long-term plan for all of those different areas. And I'm very, very proud of the plan. We did put the dollar figure at $15 million a year for the next 5 years. And if you take that out, that's a 20-year plan. So if we commit to that over the next 20 years, that'll hit the $300 million of deferred maintenance. Again, I know that the budget and everybody has to make huge decisions on where we're going to go. I put that number out there. If we take that in half, then it's a 40-year plan. We don't, you know, whatever number you put behind this deferred maintenance is how long it's going to be amortized out. So it's a plan, and I'm very, very proud of it that we're saying we don't need to hire these consultants. We don't need somebody else. It's right in front of you. I did put the caveat in there that there could be a project that we missed, you know, and I think everybody's eyes on this, the more the better. But it's something that with the Department of Audit's kind of spurring this whole study and us putting this together, I'm very proud to present the plan.
Thank you. Supervisor Dimitri Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know it's listed as an informational item, but I know that we can and often do move approval of this item. I think it's important, especially at the conclusion of this board term coming up soon, to say that this county board, along with leadership from Director Black and her staff, are moving forward with a plan. It's forward thinking. I think that you have a vision and you've laid it out, and it really hits all parts comprehensive of our county park system. You know, I saw little small things, but I really like the focus on upgrades and also the focus on investing in revenue generating types of endeavors, because we have a challenge ahead of us, and I think that if we can invest, we'll see quite a return on those investments. So I want to move approval, and I really want to thank Sue Black and her staff, again, along with the audit department, for their forward thinking. And I do want to end on one small editorial point, is many, many people like to throw the term around with the deferred maintenance, and you hear it makes a great talking point. But it's this county board that has shown and will need to in the future to put our money where our mouths are, because this plan is right now only as good as it is on paper. But will these people here, hopefully, in the future county board and county executive, actually commit to getting these things done? Because it's very easy to, like I said, use the soundbite of deferred maintenance. But when it comes to enacting what is, like I said, a very forward-thinking plan, will we stand up and make sure that we can turn things around? And I hope that is the case in the future. But this is what I'd like to say detail it this way, is that this is a roadmap. So we all know, we've heard that we have some serious challenges, but this is a positive, proactive roadmap to improve our park system and secure new revenues. And I think it's a great job, and I am very happy to move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. We have a motion to approve.
Is there a resolution?
The committee has the option under the rules otherwise directed.
So we're approving the five-year plan.
We would be approving. My sense is the motion is to adopt the proposed five-year capital plan offered by Parks in response to the Department of Audit's assessment report. And I would add, this is not only in response to the department's assessment report, it's in response to the expressed voice of our constituency. 52% of the people in our community who voted indicated that they wanted a sales tax. The state barred that and pretended that that request on the part of the public did not exist. And yet, we hear rumor now that the mayor has taken, the mayor of Milwaukee has taken a group down to Tennessee to look at the use of a 1% sales tax in order to build a basketball arena and other amenities. This, I think, the adoption of this plan gives weight to the people's voice and expresses again and underscores their want as expressed at the ballot box. And I don't think there's anything much more sacred than that. Are there further questions? On the motion, please call the roll.
Supervisor Todd?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Jurcic?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Item number 12, please.